Well, we had very good people. That's what brings money in. You might be lucky and appoint a young man or woman, and they may develop to a point where they become an international figure and bring money in, but you may not be lucky. I mean, the other way is to buy in a player. It's just like football, really. You know, if you want a striker, if Manchester United wants a striker, it goes out and spends a lot of money on one. Sussex University doesn't have that sort of money. But in the early days, because we were an exciting, original place, we actually got these people in to do exciting work. We will never have another subject in the university which was as successful on the research front as chemistry was. We've had 3 Nobel Prize winners working in the laboratory. We had about 10 fellows of the Royal Society, most of whom were ingrown, shall we say. That is, who got their fellowship because of work that they were doing at Sussex. Now the whole university doesn't have 10 fellows of the Royal Society. I mean, they're a relatively rare breed. You've got to be very lucky. We were comparable with Oxbridge in chemistry, although smaller. As a group, we had major research groups run by international figures.